the evening edition. The NUPW promises government a fight over some proposed changes to public sector pensions. The tourism minister reports good results from Barbados's welcome stamp relocation initiative despite a protracted lockdown. The PSV sector warns the current lockdown has them on the brink of a financial crisis and an extension could push them over the edge. The DLP president, Verla de Pisa, lambasted the government over its handling of the pandemic. And the COVID-19 monitoring unit hauls a growing list of people before the law courts. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, I'm Stetson Bapp. Details coming up. Government could be facing a fight from the National Union of Public Workers if it presses ahead with some planned changes to public sector pensions hinted at in the latest IMF report on Barbados. The Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, says some of the proposals include increasing the number of years a government employee will have to work before being able to retire and also making state pensions contributory and taxable. Speaking on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today, Mr. Walrond indicated the union will resist what considers to be an attempt to erode the pension rights of state employees. He disclosed that the union is already being bombarded with calls on the matter, though he notes that any changes would not apply to people already in the service, but to those joining after any pension changes are made.
So for those even in the future, we will be defending the point that the benefit should be preserved because, as I said, it is a standard of living, it forms a condition of service, and to erode it would be has implications for the attractiveness of the public service in the future.
A more protracted than expected COVID-19 pandemic has slowed applications for the Barbados Welcome Stamp Relocation Initiative, but the Tourism Minister, Senator Lisa Cubbins, reports it's still been a success. In an interview with Starcom Network News, Senator Cubbins disclosed that the program was on track for huge numbers prior to international air travel, especially from Britain and Canada, being essentially shut down, but interest still remains strong, largely based on Barbados still maintaining a relatively good reputation for managing the pandemic.
We have 2,400 persons in total, and that's just applicants. Within those applicants, you will also see families. So you may have a single application, obviously, but you will probably have, and we have met several of them before the lockdown, in at least two receptions that we held for welcome stampers who came in the months of July and then August through September. We saw a number of those people coming, husband, wife, their children, two children, three children. They rented homes for a year. There was a time where you could not find a rental house in a certain price category at all, because there were so many persons who were looking for rental houses.
Senator Cummins explained that given the travel restrictions in the UK and Canada, the US has become a key source of welcome stamp arrivals.
The largest source currently of persons coming to Barbados or applying in the first instance for the welcome stamp is the United States. And so of that 2,400 persons in total that we were talking about previously, 897 of those persons, 837, were from the United States alone. The United Kingdom followed with 541 applications, and Canada followed with 305 applications. So you will see that the major source market still remained the source of a significant number of our applications.
A government statement has denounced those circulating a video of the Governor General being administered the COVID-19 vaccine while trying to imply that there was something sinister in the vaccination drive. The Barbados Government Information Service, which produced the video, accuses the individuals of seeking to create fear among the population by using edited video to imply that the COVID-19 vaccine administered to Dame Sandra Mason was in some way unsafe or fraudulent. The statement notes that it is customary when producing a video to edit footage to portray the sequence of events, and therefore, the needle shown being prepared in one video clip was not the one used to administer the vaccine to the Governor General. The Government Information Service says it regrets if this has led to any misunderstanding on the part of the public. The statement condemns what it calls a deliberate and mischievous attempt to mislead others in order to further personal agendas. Meantime, a group of medical professionals that turned up at the Barbados Defense Force headquarters today left before being vaccinated after a long wait. Dentist Dr. David Pilgrim, who was among them, expressed his frustration to Starcom Network News.
Several healthcare workers, dentists, nurses, and auxiliary staff were left waiting in the sun at the BDF headquarters. The nurses just left and no one communicated anything. I personally waited 3.5 hours on that, and no one was there to give information. The only person that was available to talk was a BDF doctor, and she really had no idea of what was going on and when we could be vaccinated on time.
Barbados' latest COVID-19 death has pushed the total number of fatalities to 21 from the virus here since the start of the year. It's a worrying figure for prominent family physician Dr. Adrian Lord, who tells Starcom Network News he suspects the actual COVID situation here could be even worse than the official figures reveal. In his opinion, it may necessitate an extension of the lockdown.
But we may have to extend this pause for a few more days. We are probably in a worse situation than we think we are at, based on the backlog of cases at the lab, as well as the number of unknown cases that are out there. We have to take definitive action, which might have to result in us extending the pause for a longer period of time, at least for another week, before we can make a further decision.
But for the public service vehicle sector, the prospect of an extended lockdown is a frightening situation. Communications and Marketing Officer for the Alliance of Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes, wants paints a picture of a sector teetering on the brink of a crisis, with many vehicles parked during this lockdown since most of the commuter traffic has disappeared.
Business as it stands right now is at the crossroads, financially and so on, because many persons are not working, many persons are off, many vehicles, as I speak, are off the road because they do not wish to run their vehicles up and down with petrol and gas and not having the requisite persons to pick up. And they say it's not financially viable. The room is out there, but if it were to be extended, it would have a devastating impact on the sector.
The president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, has again harshly criticized the government's handling of the pandemic.
The COVID-19 virus was allowed through our doors and will not easily leave. This present administration must take full responsibility for this fiasco. Under ordinary circumstances, were there a robust opposition present in Parliament, there would be every justification for a no-confidence motion in the Prime Minister. Each of us now must hunker down and take steps to protect ourselves, our families, and each other.
She also recommends that more outlets that sell groceries be allowed to open. The COVID-19 monitoring unit reports it has placed several people before the law court, sometimes on a daily basis, for violations of the curfew directive. Head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, says this is on top of violators held by the police.
Up until yesterday, we had 29 before the law court, and by today there will be more. But we have a number of persons who have engaged in acts that they should not be. And it's not just, it's across the sector. We had a birthday party in a gated community. We had, so it is not just one person, and you wouldn't believe that we've just unlocked down for 1 week. I would like to highlight my fellow Barbadians to recognize we are facing a national emergency. We need to behave responsibly.
The UK economy shrank by a record 9.9% last year as coronavirus restrictions hit output. The Office for National Statistics says the contraction in 2020 was more than twice as much as the previous largest annual fall on record. However, the economy looks set to avoid a double dip recession after growth picked up at the end of the year. Our top stories. The NUPW promises government a fight over some proposed changes to public sector pensions. The tourism minister reports good results from Barbados' welcome stamp relocation initiative despite a protracted lockdown. The public service vehicle sector, that's Zetra and minibus operators, they warn the current lockdown has them on the brink of a financial crisis and an extension could push them over the edge. The DLP president, Verla de Pisa, lambasted the government over its handling of the pandemic, suggesting it would normally be worthy of a no-confidence motion in Parliament. And the COVID-19 monitoring unit hauls a growing list of people before the law courts and warns its crackdown on violators will only intensify. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, Amstetson Babb. Good afternoon.